I learned something new.
I wouldn't have done that either. What do you call the things that you people make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins.
And a kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any types of squash, more than one type of squash?
Yeah, butternut.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Hubbard?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can think of right now.
How about some types of melons?
Melons?
Mm-hmm.
Cantaloupe?
Mm-hmm.
Honeydew? Is it honeydew melon?
Mm-hmm.
Watermelons?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something that might come up in your yard after a rain, an umbrella-shaped thing?
Oh, toaster.
Okay. How about the kind you can eat? They'd be called
mushroom.
Somebody had a sore throat and their throat was all swollen. You'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't
swallow.
What do you call the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. And then the big brown ones are called
cigars.
Sometimes, have you ever heard an expression, instead of saying, well, for example, like there's been a bad wreck and they say, well, there's no need to get an ambulance because the people are done dead. You ever heard done, or have you just heard already dead?
Already dead.
You ever heard done dead?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a little boy got a whipping, you might say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Okay. And if you had to use the word ought in that way, you'd say, some form of that, you'd say, I bet he did something he...
Something he...
He had an ought or ought not to have?
He ought not to have done.
Ought not to.
Okay. Ought not to have
done. Ought not to, yeah. If you were refusing something in a very strong way, you'd say, and if I said, will you do it, you'd say, no, I
won't.
Now, there's a kind of bird that can sing in the dark.
Yeah.
The wise old
owl.
Do you know what you call it, a big owl that makes a loud noise?
Hooting owl?
Yeah. How about a little owl that makes a kind of a high pitch noise? Okay. How about the kind of bird that drills holes in the trees?
Woodpeckers.
How about the kind of animal that's, it's an animal that's black with a white stripe up its back?
Skunk?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the people, in talking about kind of pesky animals, have you ever heard the expression, varmints?
Mm-hmm. I've heard varmints.
Mm-hmm. The little animal. It's got a bushy tail, runs up in the tree.
Squirrels.
Do you know any names for types, more than one type of squirrel?
Flying squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Red squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a mountain boomer?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Anything sort of like a squirrel, but it doesn't have a bushy tail and it doesn't climb trees.
A rat?
Well, this is something, I guess it's in the rodent family. It's, they're different names for either ground squirrel or chipmunk, do you know?
Oh, yeah, chipmunk. I thought they had a tail.
They do have a tail, but it isn't a big...
It's not a bushy tail.
A bushy tail. They do have a tail. The things that have pearls, that pearls grow in are...
Oysters.
Those things that croak around a marsh at night.
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. The little ones that you hear in the spring are
katydids.
This is a type of frog. A little
Type of frog. Mm-hmm. Oh shoot. Toad.